Chapter 147. Supplication when one is disappointed about his life. 911. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "While the Prophet, peace be upon him, was reclining against me during his last illness, I heard him saying, 'O Allah, forgive me, bestow your mercy on me, and let me join with the exalted companions.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Most of the ulama believe that Allah is the sublime companion, Ar-Rafiq al-A'la. Ar-Rafiq, the companion, is one of the divine names. Some take it to mean the supreme communion of angels, prophets, martyrs, and the righteous. Prophet Yusuf, Joseph, peace be upon him, had prayed to Allah, "And join me with the righteous." 12:110. At the hour of death, man should cut off his link with the world and unite it with the hereafter by seeking divine forgiveness. The Prophet, peace be upon him, aimed at moral elevation and abundance of goodness. Otherwise, he was protected by Allah and immune against sinning. 912. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "I saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, when he was at the point of death. He had a drinking bowl with water in it. He would dip his hand into the bowl and wipe his face. Then he would supplicate, 'O Allah, help me over pangs and agony of death.'" At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith too affirms the Prophet's creatural aspect. That is to say, like other humans, he was also overwhelmed by the intensity of illness and felt its agony. In his last days, he suffered from intense fever. In order to decrease the high temperature, he repeatedly wet his right hand with water and passed it over his face. Like all mortals, he too experienced the agony of the last moments and prayed to Allah for its alleviation and sought His help. Sheikh Al-Albani considers the authenticity of this hadith as deficient. However, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is authentically reported to have lost consciousness during severe illness. Both the ahadith of this chapter reveal that man should seek help from Allah at the hour of his departure from this world.